Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx. It's Matt Steinmetz. In this corner, straight out of the Yoon, he's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And now, in this corner, standing at 6'4", the pride of Frisco.
Don't you dare move a muscle.
It's Bonte Hill.
Now, it's time. And Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, everybody? Good Thursday morning to you. John Dickinson and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you here on a Thursday for the next 4 hours. And we want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Goo, good to be with you.
Yeah, my wife was worried about me when I went out the door. She said, who's on the show today? Because I told her Bonte and Steiny were off. I said, it's you and me. She goes, oh, just two guys doing 4 hours? I said, I grew up doing 4 hours. You've done 4 hours. You do it every Saturday. Let's go get them.
You got a lot to say. I can have a lot to say if need be. I could be a point guard. I can be a...
Look at you. Point forward.
And I can also be just, you know, no conscience. Shots are going up left and right.
Whatever we call you Westbrook. J.D. Westbrook.
Whatever you need me to be, just don't ask me to play defense at any point.
Dude, at that tournament. You were playing D. You got a block, too. And you got real quick.
I'll get in there.
You're skinny on J.D.'s game. You got a nice little pump head fake. I'm teaching my sons that old head fake, J.D.
That'll get people. Yeah, people. Because everybody, especially when you're coming up, everybody wants to block a shot. Wants to squatty. So you give one little head fake and
jumpers
you get guys
jump
up in the air, and it's an easy layup.
We got a lot to get to, J.D.
We got a lot to get to, including we finally reached the point in the NBA offseason, Goo, where people are starting to come out with their grades for the offseason.
I sent that to you last night.
And you threw at me some of the grades for different teams across the NBA, and I was stunned, frankly, and this was a Yahoo Sports article where they put together a compilation of grades for, you know, just teams throughout the NBA. And we'll give you an example of a couple of teams here just to start the show. And by the way, we do have Mark Spears who's going to join us, ESPN's The Undefeated. He's scheduled to appear at 11 o'clock, so we'll get his thoughts on everything going on with the Warriors and NBA. Also, Dante Whitner, former 49ers safety, NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers analyst. He's going to join the show coming up at 12:30. But back to these grades, Guru. Who do you think got the best grade? Just take a wild guess. Who got the best
grade? The Clippers.
Grade? Easy call, right?
Okay.
Clippers, the only A-plus on this list.
Damn.
An A-plus for the Clippers. You get Kawhi Leonard.
And my other guy.
You get Paul George.
Yeah, you don't like him.
Depending upon what you believe of Paul George, that's still it's a hell of a get, right? And you keep Patrick Beverley in the mix, and you re-sign Zubats, and you've still got Montrezl Harrell and other
defense
players.
Defense all over the court, but go ahead.
They get an A-plus, yeah. Oh, I don't think anybody would disagree with them getting an A-plus, considering where they were. But you start looking at other rankings on this thing, and you go down, you know, the Utah Jazz, for example. The Utah Jazz get an A. Utah Jazz get an A. I don't think anybody would argue with that. You had Mike Conley. You had Bogdanovich. The Utah Jazz get themselves an A for their efforts. But then you keep going down the list, and you start thinking, well, what the heck would the Golden State Warriors get, right? You lose Durant.
Okay.
You keep Klay Thompson.
But he's hurt.
But, right. But you kept him, right?
No doubt.
And maybe there's some risk involved there. But I was looking at what the 49ers or the Warriors ultimately got. The Warriors have the worst record or the worst grade among anybody on this list other than the Phoenix Suns. The Warriors got a D for their offseason.
As the kids say, that's whack. And the only way you give them a D is if you're going to penalize them for losing Durant and not having Klay Thompson at your disposal when the season starts. How the hell can you land an all-star, you get younger, okay, you lose Iggy, and you get a D, JD? It doesn't compute for me. You think somebody had an axe to grind with the Golden State Warriors?
I don't think anybody had an axe to grind, but it just – I was thinking, hey, you get a C. You lose Durant, that's a big deal. But you do add D'Angelo Russell.
All-star.
You give yourself some future flexibility in an attempt to – Russell's going to help you short-term. Maybe you can trade him long-term, as we've talked about throughout the course of the last week. I don't think losing Jordan Bell or Quinn Cook or even DeMarcus Cousins to a certain extent is that – much of a detractor.
We got our guy from SAC, Trill Will.
Yeah, Willie Cauley-Stein comes in, and he's a player that you would think would at least be solid, even given his consistency issues.
Okay, starter.
So maybe it just comes down to Durant. You lose Durant, and that knocks you down at least a couple of letter grades, but there wasn't much the Warriors could do in terms of adding another star player, but they did still add another all-star player in D'Angelo Russell, a 23-year-old that's got a lot of upside to his game. So I don't know. I just thought a D was a little bit too strong.
Yeah, a little bit, JD. A lot for me, because there were times I got a headache thinking about, you know what, if Durant leaves, dude, you know, the fallout, they have nothing to replace him with. The fallout, that just sat with me, the fallout. And now out of nowhere in the middle of the night, somehow the Warrior brass gets you D'Angelo Russell. So to me, yeah, you feel the pain, you hurt that KD's out of town, but you got 21-7 coming back, a 23-year-old basketball player whose best basketball is in front of him. You're putting him along Steph Curry and Draymond Green, Willie Cauley-Stein. And what about this? The trifecta of this draft class. I like it. Smiley Geach, Pascal, and Poole, just from what I've seen, how could you give them a D? Stop. That's wrong. That is blatantly wrong to me.
I feel like the lowest you could probably give them is a C minus. C minus. And really probably a C. I think my grade would be a C for the Warriors offseason. And average.
I gave them a B minus.
Why B minus?
Because you maximized the pain of losing the great Kevin Durant, getting D'Angelo Russell, and nobody saw that. Okay? I like the draft class. As we speak, you got Willie Cauley-Stein, Glenn Robinson the third, I don't know, but he's a body. And, you know, with that, JD, I believe in Steph Curry. I believe in Steve Kerr and the coaching staff. So we'll see what this new Warrior team looks like. But I know damn well the fact that you got D'Angelo Russell in a Warrior uniform, you do not deserve a D.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Just looking at some Yahoo Sports off-season rankings and grades for the NBA and teams that received a better grade than the Warriors, the Jazz, the Pelicans, what they got in the Anthony Davis trade and their picks.
I understand that.
The Lakers get an A-. You give the Warriors a B-. They give Memphis a B-. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Can you?
That doesn't compute.
At all.
That
this
doesn't
teacher
compute.
May be fired with these grades.
The Dallas Mavericks get a C+. The Nuggets get a C+. The Sacramento Kings get a C+. For re-signing Harrison Barnes, and they signed some bench players, replaced Willie Cauley-Stein with Dwayne Dedman, and signed basically bench players in addition to Harrison Barnes. The Blazers get a C. The Spurs get a C. The only other team that got a D among this group is the Houston Rockets.
Who basically just stand, they haven't did anything.
You get a D for doing nothing but having things implode, maybe.
Yeah, Westbrook is out there, though, so that could be – I mean, if they were to get him, JD, I'm giving you an A or B.
So D'Angelo Russell comes in. Willie Cauley-Stein comes in. Glenn Robinson III comes in. You mentioned Jordan Poole, Eric Pascal, Alan Smiley-Geach.
I like all three.
Those three come in. Pascal and Smiley Geach not even listed here among those that are in on this Yahoo Sports list. And then the losses are some big losses. You lose Kevin Durant, but you lose Kevin Durant, who wasn't going to play for you next year anyway.
Talk to me.
Andre Iguodala.
Who was going to play what? You know, his scholarship, what he does during the regular season, is we talk about it on this program a lot. He wasn't going to give you 30 minutes a night until the playoffs.
DeMarcus Cousins, but you do replace Cousins with Willie Cauley-Stein, who some would argue is a better fit.
I like it.
Some would argue that. I personally wouldn't, but some would argue that's a better fit.
And more healthier.
And you lose Quinn Cook, Jordan Bell, and Sean Livingston.
And that's a D? Nope. Come on.
888-957-9570. Give us your off-season grades for the Golden State Warriors. Is a D too strong? I'm kind of right in the middle on it. I think they get a C, and then we're going to have to see how this thing plays out and works with D'Angelo Russell, because nobody obviously knows. But I just think, given the context of the pressure that Kevin Durant put on them, I thought the Warriors did a little bit better than a D.
What? I feel like you're cheating now or trying to take credit for D'Angelo Russell being in town. Nobody saw an all-star coming back. I guess that's what I'm asking. You're not over there acting like you knew that was feasible, right?
No, I mean, I didn't think there was any
chance.
So
with that's how can that be anything less than a B-? The fact that they converted the loss of Kevin Durant, they turned him into an all star. You got an all-star in return.
Well, did you lose? You lost Kevin Durant. You added Russell. That's a net negative, period. Especially when you throw in the fact that you had to have a pick go the other way as well, which, by the way, we're going to get into that coming up.
Yeah, get over yourself.
Another day, another Kevin Durant story about him potentially orchestrating and putting the Warriors in a position where he felt they needed to give up
you
more.
You know who I am?
He's Kevin Durant. So we'll get into that coming up. We're also going to talk a lot of football today. Jimmy Garoppolo ready to roll with 2 weeks to go before training camp. And also some Giants baseball. As
5.5.
MLB's going to resume tomorrow. So we'll get into all of that coming up on the show. Right now, though, we head over to Anna. And she'll give us an idea of what else is coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
We got a lot going on today, JD. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. First off, the guys, we'll get into this Kevin Durant report. Won't spoil it just yet, so stay tuned to find out what that is. And JD and Guru will discuss the report and also give you a grade on the Warriors offseason, as well as the other elites in the West. They'll give you their grades. And Mark Spears will join at 11 a.m. to share his grades. 49ers say that Jimmy Garoppolo is good to go, but how healthy is the quarterback going into this season? Is this the year we put pressure on the Niners to win, or is the Jimmy G sample size too small? Former 49er and Niner analyst Dante Whitner will hop on at 12:30. And the celebrity call-in contest on the Dave and Bruce Show continues. It's your chance to win $5,000. Here's what you need to do. Get the biggest celebrity you know to call their show. Biggest name of the day will win $1,000. Biggest name of the week will win $5,000. And for more details, go to 957thegame.com. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 957 The Game.
To Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you here until 2 o'clock, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Guru running through these Yahoo Sports grades for the NBA offseason.
I got my red pen. That's how you get your grades back in the day.
Going through what the Warriors grade is here, Golden State getting a D from the Yahoo Sports crew, the Clippers, Jazz, Pelicans, and Lakers among those who received A's, the Memphis Grizzlies a B-, the Mavs, Nuggets, Kings, T-Wolves, Blazers, and Spurs all get C's. You look at the Houston Rockets right there with the Warriors getting a D, but a D+. So even the Rockets, for doing essentially nothing, got a higher grade than the Warriors, who had players go, but a couple of players come. And then the Phoenix Suns were the lone F across the board there.
Wow.
And that one I would actually probably agree with.
I mean, their roster is, I'm with you. How about that?
But the Warriors get a D, which I think is triggered the Chilton Autobody text line. It's also triggered the phone lines as well at 888-957-9570. So what would you give the Warriors in terms of an off-season grade? Is a D fair? I know the text line said pass or fail.
But we're giving letter grades.
925, let the rest of the NBA think the Warriors failed as they recover and retool for a 2020-2021 championship run. Let's get it going with Jim in Mill Valley. Jim is our tip-off caller here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Jim. Nope, we lose Jim. Nope, we lost Jim. Jason in San Francisco.
We're going to give him an F.
Jim gets an F.
Yeah. Was that us?
No, that was Jim.
Okay, all right.
No, that
call
was
back,
Jim.
Jim.
Now, if Jason isn't there, it might be us.
You
you're in San Francisco, and you're up here with JD and Goo.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'm gonna agree with Guru. I give him a B minus, but actually for a slightly different reason. I think the Kevon Looney signing, the 3-year, $15 million.
We're gonna have to let Jason go too. It's a bad phone line Thursday.
Yeah. Get them cell phones fixed, people. Because nobody uses landlines anymore, right, JD?
He brings up an interesting point. And I think the point is, do you get credit, and how much credit do you get for retaining your own? How much credit do you get for Klay Thompson comes back?
Looney
comes back. In addition to you add D'Angelo Russell, or is that just price of admission?
I think that's price of admission to Yahoo and the people that constructed this poll, because to me, those are two key components to what the Warriors are going to do moving forward, and it seems like they just got ignored.
Stephanie in Danville is up next here. Stephanie, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I'm going to be a super fan and give them an A, and here's why. I think what they've had to put up with for a couple years now in the clubhouse, on the court, with super sensitive Durant, walking on eggshells, worried about what he'd say or how he'd feel. You know what? You can't put a price on maybe getting rid of that. If you've ever worked with somebody who's constantly sour and that kind of demeanor and personality, I think you might relate. It might be a good thing. You just never know.
So you're thinking maybe Durant is somewhat of an addition by subtraction in terms of just mood and vibe?
Well, you know, he's a great player. We won't deny that. But I watch the guys on the bench, and I'm listening to the stories that I'm hearing from his side, really. And, oh, my goodness, I don't think I would have wanted to have to play in that environment. Not for this year, but I think it was last year, too. Let's be honest.
Thanks, Stephanie. Appreciate it.
JD, she's Stephanie spot on. But at the end of the day, KD, the basketball player, on what we saw the Warriors roster the last 2 years, made them, the last 3 years, unbeatable. And that's why it culminated in two championships. And if you tell me you got a rocky clubhouse or a guy that's kind of a different personality, he's awkward, moody, you know what I'm saying, JD? But if that equates to rings, I'm all in. And if we're losers, hey, but we got a nice clubhouse, come watch the guys. They get along great, but you're losing? I don't want that. So Stephanie makes a good point. Sounds like KD's writing his memoir through social media as he leaves out about his time here at Golden State, but it still does not change the fact that the Warriors won two and should have won three championships in a row had he not got hurt. So I give him a pass on that. Forget that locker room environment, Stephanie. Kevin Durant made this team unbeatable.
I think the other question you have to ask here is, does the loss of Iguodala, Livingston, in terms of leadership, how much do you get knocked down for that in terms of your overall grade? Because this is going to be a totally different locker room next year.
So how can we grade the lack of leader? And I'm not saying you're asking me to, but how can we?
Well,
we got to see it play out to see if Steph and Dre and the rest of the gang, Kerr, can pick up the slack before we could say, you know what? This team's lacking leadership and they're missing those two. Like, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they won't miss that.
But we're in a now environment. Yeah. We're in a now.
Look at you.
We got to have grades now.
Yeah,
two days
but I
after
computed
free
that
agency
in my,
slows down.
Yeah, that's why they got a B minus. They're not, those two guys, on the court, are they going to miss those two guys?
Who?
Liv and
yeah,
Iggy.
Big time. I think Iguodala for sure. Iguodala is a part of their number
Stoudy
one lineup.
But you and I talked about all day how many games Iguodala will not play, you know, the few minutes during the regular season.
In a perfect world, you would have Iguodala and you would have somebody else that's better than Alphonso McKinney or Glenn Robinson III that would be able to share minutes with Iguodala. But now the reality is you don't have Iguodala and you don't have Durant either. So I think that, I mean, if anything, that's a case for a lower grade. Just the fact that,
gotcha.
I mean,
I'm with you.
Again, I've referenced a couple of points when I've been filling in here the last couple of weeks, how I've got the spreadsheet with the depth chart on it. And I refuse, I've just left starting small forward open. I refuse to put any name in the starting small forward spot in that number one category because I don't think Alphonso McKinney or Glenn Robinson III or even Alec Burks, who I probably like as a player more than the other two by a wide margin.
Yeah. Best ability is availability.
More of a two guard, I think, too, than a small forward, although, you know, wings are wings. But I refuse to put anybody's name in that category as far as small forward because I don't think any of those three players are worthy of it. So how can you have an offseason where you end up with no starting small forward and get a grade that's better than average? That's where I'm coming from.
Well,
and I still think D is too strong.
If you look at the big picture, what did they get? And they got a great return in an all-star in D'Angelo Russell. So, okay, he's a small guard, PG. He's not the SF that you crave or think is not on this roster. But at the end of the day, he's a commodity. He's an all-star, JD. So you got to give him credit for getting that. Yeah, it's not in the small forward category. But at the end of the day, they get credit to offset the losses by being able to facilitate this transaction when nobody even thought that you could even possibly conceive the idea that an all-star would be coming back. So to me, that negates the fact that there's no small forward that you deem worthy right now. You still got to give them credit management for getting D'Angelo Russell.
Chill Not a Body text line 510. Kevon Looney was a huge, huge, huge success for the Warriors. Definitely took a hometown discount.
I got to tell you something about Looney. I like the re-signing, but was he a product of the system? The system that had Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant? So now when we see Looney this year and he's asked to do more or he's going to have to do more like Draymond Green offensively, is he going to be up to the task? Because I got to tell you, there's going to be more attention from defenses coming in here to Oakland or San Francisco at the Chase Center to pay to Kevon Looney to make his job more difficult and expose him a bit, JD.
I think you could make a case for that. I think you could also make a case that Kevon Looney could get better as a player and that he has a skill set where offensively maybe, you know, you saw glimpses of him being able to knock down 15-foot jumpers, maybe
so
take a step
that.
Out. I think maybe you see more of that. I mean, I don't know that he ever becomes a guy that can shoot the three, but we've seen a lot of players over the last few years that have added the three ball to their game just as time has gone on. I mean, you look at a guy like Brook Lopez. I mean, he never shot threes. All he does is shoot threes with regularity. So, I mean, does Kevon Looney become that type of a player? But is he more capable of being a better offensive player than he's been? And he's been solid around the basket, offensive rebounding, and the like. I mean, I don't know. I think it goes both ways with Looney. I think you could say, yes, he's flourished certain aspects of his game based on the system, but I also think you could say that there's a part of his game and maybe a couple of parts of his game on the offensive side that could get a little bit better.
And the Warriors would welcome that if he makes those strides.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, talking off-season grades for the Golden State Warriors. I'll tell you another alarming thing as I look at this list. And look, we're having some fun here with a Yahoo list, and everybody puts
I'm
out
mad
their
at Yahoo.
List.
That D is ridiculous, but go ahead, Jay.
But I'll tell you another thing in just a second that is striking when you look at not just the Warriors getting a D on this list, but it's all the other teams that receive higher grades. I'm going down this thing 12 deep.
All right.
All Western Conference teams. All Western Conference teams that got higher grades.
Yeah, but the season's not based on these grades, JD. You still got to go play the whole game.
Hater Proof in San Francisco. You're on with JD and Guru. What's up, Hater Proof?
What's up, fellas? JD, Guru. Hey, JD, I think you have to start McKinney. I'm going to get to the grades in a second, but I think you have to start McKinney at small forward just because he's the only one on the team that has any type of experience in our system. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. As far as the grades go, Yahoo Sports is tripping. There's no way you could give this team a D. We're handcuffed. Who are we supposed to pick up? We're over the salary cap. You know what I'm saying? We lost. And I know we lost some players, Quinn Cook, DeMarcus Cousins, Livingston. Those guys didn't really contribute much to the team, to be honest. And then Iguodala, yeah, he's a big part of our team, but he's getting older. So, I mean, there's, you know, and he had a big salary. So we had to make those moves. Second of all, hey, we picked up D'Angelo Russell. We picked up an all-star from nothing. Without, you know, instead of losing KD for nothing, we picked up D'Angelo Russell. And on top of that, the players that we did pick up, for, you know, minimum salaries, you know, Cauley-Stein, Burks, you know, those guys, those are first-round picks, and Robinson, those are first-round picks that have shown flashes of good play. You know, they're still young. Maybe they thrive in a different system. You know, some players need to go to a different environment and a different basketball culture to get better. And Looney has been getting better every year, so I think he can shoulder a little bit more responsibility next year.
Thanks, Hater Proof. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel just like Hater Proof that they are tripping. The Warriors were hamstrung, and nobody, again, not to be redundant, thought that there was any possible way you could get an all-star for Kevin Durant. So that alone, you're up in the A rafters. And then you look at the trifecta of the young rookies. You get Willie Cauley-Stein for DeMarcus Cousins. Okay, you lose Quinn Cook. Iggy was going to be on scholarship. That team is gone. Kevin Durant is not walking through that door. So how can you give him a D? I just don't get it. No, seriously, I just don't get a D. That's ridiculous. Now, hey, Jetty, I'm looking you in the face right now. You got that nice purple shirt on. I respect you. But had you not got D'Angelo Russell and Durant left, Iggy left, and Livingston's gone, then you talk to me about D. You might even can sway me on F. But, dude, no, the Warriors are happy, man. They made the best out of a bad situation.
Dre in Oakland. You're on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dre.
What's going on, fellas? Just wanted to give my 2 cents. I'm going to give the Warriors a B.
There you go.
And, I think it's warranted. I don't think that's outlandish. I mean, honestly, I think Kevin Durant gets way too much credit for the success of this team. Let's not forget he was in OKC for, 9 years, and there was no championship. So he came here as a result of the culture that was built, as a result of the players that are here. And in the words of Draymond, we won before you got here. So with that said, I mean, I was one who was a little critical of Bob Myers when it started with the Swaggy P's and Caspies of the world. You got to give that man a B for what he pulled off. I think the Warriors are going to do really well this year. Because every day that we're in the post-Durant era, I'm reminded of how good this team was before he got here, what the culture was before he got here, why he wanted to come here, and I'm feeling optimistic about the season. I think Durant is a great basketball player. I think he's getting too much credit. I'll give us a B right now.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dre. How much do you put on Durant? We've got a couple of losing Durant addition by subtraction. There was even an Iguodala and Livingston addition by subtraction because of their age.
Yeah, no doubt. And they weren't guys giving you 25 to 30 minutes in the regular season. So I'm looking at it not through that championship prism. I'm looking at it through what were you going to give me regular season. And Liv would give you 12, maybe 10 to 15 minutes a game, if that. But they were in the Geritol era. They were getting a little older, J.D.
Chilton Auto Body text line as well, 95795, giving Guru some props. Guru, right on with all of this. Steph has 10 years in the league. Klay, 8. Draymond, 7. How much more leadership do you need? They got a lot, plenty of leadership, even losing Iguodala and Livingston. I'm not sure.
And the caller made a great point. I'm feeling some type of way about Durant's 8 years in OKC that didn't culminate in a title. And I know on the basketball court when you watch him raise up and hit the shot over LeBron in the finals, but I think it was like he was in a mental zone to where it was like taking your big brother or brothers to the fight. You know, you had backup. I'm wondering, JD, how much the Warriors affected Kevin Durant and his ability to go in that zone in the finals, as opposed to him being able to do it in Brooklyn when he's healthy and him be the man. I think we are giving him a bit too much credit, and we're taking away from Steph, Klay, and Dre, guys that hit one before Kevin Durant came to town. And I'm going to go back real quick. I'm letting it out. I'm going back to November when Draymond told him, we don't need you. And now we're about to find out if they need him.
We are about to find out if they need him and how much they need him, because it's a chicken and the egg thing as far as Durant goes, right? Durant comes here and he helps them get over the top at a couple of finals, winning finals MVPs, and it makes you wonder, you know, do the Warriors win a couple of those championships without him? And then you have the 2019 finals against Toronto where Durant doesn't play except for game 5, where he comes back and he gets injured, and the Warriors don't win that series either. I mean, all you have to do is go through the 10 games that Kevin Durant played in the 3 years the Warriors were in the finals, and you look at it right off the jump, and you, I mean, they were 4-0, they were 4-1, and then they won game 5, so you're looking at 9-1 in the finals with Kevin Durant in the mix. And what's their record been in the finals without Kevin Durant, even if you go back to 16?
Well, see, I stop in 16 when they were up 3-1, and then I go the year before when they won it. So, yeah, it's incomplete because I'm kind of trying to make it, you know, look good. But come on, JD, the Warriors have already proven, even if it was a couple years ago, that they can win without Kevin Durant, and they came damn close to going back-to-back. So my point is, I cannot wait, and I believe Steph, Dre, they cannot wait, Steve Kerr, to say, you know what, there's going to be better spacing, more ball movement. We're going to shock some people because you think it was all Kevin Durant. And I just can't wait to see it. I'm right here with my T.O., with my popcorn.
Going back to 2015, 9-10. Well, I'm going to have to actually do the math on that. I think I messed the math up on that. So for accuracy's sake, I'm gonna call a timeout on my own. No flag. Although, yeah, I did have my mic off earlier.
I saw a couple people. I had your back. I didn't want to say. We don't do that on this show either.
We don't do that on this show. But, yeah, but, you know, I'll take,
I was shocked you didn't have a mic on.
I'll take the 5-yard penalty. I'll take the 5-yard penalty on that one. Glenn in San Jose is up next here as I try and get my math straight on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how's it going, boys? Hey, I'm giving him a B also.
There you go.
Yeah, really. And I really think they're going to have a decent season because I really think they're going to play a little harder. You're not going to have those lackadaisical games like we had during the season. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think also the fact that Steph Curry and Dre are hearing the noise that, oh, Kevin Durant carried the Warriors. I know that athletes are supposed to play when they go out there, but don't you think they're going to play harder like you just mentioned just because we want to show it wasn't just all Durant?
Oh, of course. That's what I just said. You know, I mean, I don't think any of them, they all played equally. You know, I mean, they share the balls. They're not going to stop doing that. You know, let's see how the new guy does, you know.
Thanks. Appreciate the phone call, Glenn. And his line open at 888-957-9570. Mark Spears of ESPN scheduled to join us coming up here at 11 o'clock as well. 415, check it in via the text line. Warriors are 2-7 in their last 9 finals games without Durant. If you even go all the way back to 2015, it's 8-10 without Durant in the finals, 9-1 with Durant in the finals. So Durant made the Warriors absolutely unstoppable, and they did win a championship without him. There is a value in that. They damn near won a second championship without him and would have won a second championship without him if Draymond Green doesn't get suspended. But all of those things all of those things are facts that have to be accounted for accurately.
You know what just hit me listening to you talk like a young Mike Tyson uppercut? That this Warrior run, we always talk about what LeBron James's record is in the finals. This, the 73 wins, the I'm betting on the Warriors because I know they're that good. 3-2, JD.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'll take it, but 3-2.
You can be 3-2.
Had Durant not went down, we're talking 4-1 dominance, but I like give 3-2. You know what I mean?
You can be 3-2, though, given the context, I think, of the 5 years and still be considered all-time great. I mean, the Lakers in the 80s were 5-3, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the Warriors in the next 4 or 5 years make it to a couple of more finals and they wind up 5-2 or 5-3 themselves.
Yeah, but if they don't, in 15 years from now, somebody's talking about the Warrior team, the 5 NBA finals, straight NBA finals, and I'm not taking it, but I don't like 3-2. To me, they were better than that because I think of the one they let get away. So that was 4-1. Then they would be 5-0 had Durant not went down. So that's where I'm going. Damn. You know, they're this close to 5-0. But, what? Yeah.
They're real close to 5-0. I mean, a Draymond not getting suspended and maybe even just Klay Thompson not getting injured in Game 6 of this year's finals, and they might be 5-0 even with Durant only playing the one game. But 3-2 is what's going in the history books. 888-957-9570. Mark Spears coming up at 11 o'clock. And more of your phone calls on the off-season grades for the Warriors. We want to hear from you. That's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson in for Bonte. Matt Steinmetz with the afternoon and morning off. Daryl the Guru Johnson here. And you at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. The Dame and Bruce Show giving you a chance to win $5,000. It's simple. Get the biggest celebrity you know to call the following number. It's 844-999-GAME between the hours of 2 and 6 p.m. Contest runs all week. Biggest name of the day wins $1,000. Biggest name of the week wins $5,000. Again, the number to call, 844-999-GAME. All details at 957thegame.com. The celebrity call-in contest presented by Dialpad. Make smarter calls.
That thing was on fire yesterday.
Swaggy
Nelly,
P.
Nelly and the Apple guy. Not Jobs. What's my guy?
I can't remember. What's the name?
It's not Wozniewski. What's the other guy? Steve, I'll go and sit there. Oh, Wozniak. Oh, he was dropping some science. You didn't hear it?
I did not.
Yeah, you gotta play that back on the podcast.
We're going to run back a little Nick Young later on in the show.
Swaggy P?
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
It's been pretty good. Richard Sherman called in. Don Nelson called in.
I didn't hear Sherman call.
That was a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been great. Great contest.
And what about JD Barack Obama?
Can't go there.
You don't like
I can't go there. I can't go there on Barack. I can't go there
I
on
think
Barack.
It's solid, JD.
I can't go there on Barack. 888-957-9570. That is the phone number for you to call into the program. We're talking off-season grades. Yahoo Sports put theirs out there, divided them up between the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. And so when I was talking earlier about all these teams in the West that got better grades, well, all those teams in the West still did get better grades than the Warriors, but it was broken down by conference. So the Warriors were 13th out of 15 in terms of overall grade.
I don't get it.
In the conference, one of two D's, one team got an F, the Suns got an F, Oklahoma City got an incomplete.
What about Memphis? Okay, you added Morant, but okay.
I don't see how the Warriors get a D. I don't see how Memphis gets a B minus.
Okay. I thought they got an A.
No, Memphis got a B minus.
The
Lakers,
only A, who got the A?
Lakers, Pelicans. Which I think is interesting. The Lakers and Pelicans both get A's, right. And their big deal was with each other.
Yep.
And then the Jazz get an A, which I do agree with, and the Clippers get an A. Mm. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George added into that mix. Let's go to John in San Jose. John, you're on with JD and Guru here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, John?
How you doing? I want to say they get a B. I don't think the Warriors are getting enough credit for bringing in Willie Cauley-Stein. I mean, I saw one game last year where it looked like he jumped over the entire Warriors team, and I think Looney can actually play the four, and they can slide Draymond down to the three at times, and they can just run with Steph and D'Lo. You know, I think the Warriors have a better all-around roster in terms of, like, last year they had, like, five guys, and then the drop-off was crazy. And I think they went a long way towards remedying that.
You think they're a deeper team now?
Yeah, much deeper and younger. I mean...
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, John.
Yeah, we got to see what the mini big three are going to do. And those are the guys that are in Vegas right now. We got to see if, the point guard duties that are going to our guy that I thought was, I don't want to say bust, as that's too strong, but Jacob Evans. I want to see if he can answer the bell. And until we get those answers, I don't feel comfortable saying the Warriors are deeper. They're younger, no doubt, but deeper.
I'm with you there. I don't think you could say that the Warriors are deeper.
I'm from Missouri. Show me state.
Yeah.
I'm not from Missouri, but
right.
Yeah.
I know. Union City, Missouri.
Man, look at you,
Union City, Missouri. Charlie, you're up next here on 95.7 The Game. I'm with you, Guru. I don't think the Warriors are necessarily deeper.
Now they can be.
They might
if this
be.
Pans out.
They might be, but I think that goes to the point. Before we get to Charlie, yeah. That goes to the point of a lot of times when these organizations put together their grades. A lot of it is on big names, and player development of your own guys doesn't really factor in much.
Last thing before we get to our guy, Charlie, because he's our guy. Dude, I'm like, there's no baseball. There's no game. NBA Summer League was on last night. JD, your dude's dialed in. I watched the Warriors. I mean, the season just ended or did it. I'm into this Summer League thing, man. Watching these young rookies.
There's more incentive to watch it if you're a Warriors fan than there's been in probably 5 years.
There you go.
Charlie, what's up? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, sorry to talk over you guys a little bit. I agree with some of the other calls. I definitely give them a B. I wanted them to get younger with this team. I wanted them to turn the roster over, and they did that. And in addition, they obtained Russell and Willie Cauley-Stein, and so they're an extremely much younger team. Yet they'll be competitive, and it gives them choices or options down the line. Russell can be here long term, or if things break where they can maybe package him in a trade later on, if Clay comes back, if the three guard system doesn't really work out, maybe they can go out and get an Aaron Gordon, package him. You know, so I'm thinking big, even bigger, maybe Antetokounmpo, package him and Looney and go crazy, you know, but they have options. They got younger. In terms of Durant, I'll quote you, Guru. I'll put the rat on the table. Without Durant, they're 1-2 in the finals. With Durant, they're 2-0. With that being said, his behavior after he's left, his true colors are coming out, and it's the Warriors have shown nothing but class. They've retired his number. They've just released a tribute video for him, and he's going out and the stuff that's coming out online, how he was down on, you know, he agreed with the knocking the Warriors medical staff and just wanting a player option in his fourth year with the Nets. I mean, the Warriors offered him $60 million more and a fifth year more, and he walked away from that. So I'm a little down on Durant. And one question, and I'll take your answer off the phone. Now I'm gonna retch a little in my mouth. But if you guys were the GMs of the Warriors, and if you had a choice, who would you rather start at small forward, McKinney or Carmelo Anthony? And I'll take your answer off the phone.
Thanks, Charlie.
And I mean this with everything.
You're going to say, I know what you're going to say, but go
number
ahead.
Number seven, Melo. All day. And if you say any other answer, it's disrespectful to Carmelo. At this juncture, I'm giving Carmelo Anthony the start. Seems like you might have to, you're in the lab right now.
I'm thinking about it.
But I think Carmelo's shot.
But I also think the Warriors are in
offensively, he's
a
better
dire
than McKinney,
situation.
Though. Offensively, Mello, right now off the couch or what? I've seen him on Instagram. He's still shooting.
Offensively.
Come on.
Off the couch, he's better than Glenn Robinson III or Alphonso McKinney.
Man, I didn't even add him to the list. I like that.
Alec Burks, I'm not sure.
Yeah. He's got to stay healthy first. Best ability is availability.
But I don't think you want Carmelo Anthony in that mix. But I think it's – I mean, it's more of a fair question considering where the Warriors are at now. And, look, the Warriors are still in a position where they can't even add a minimum contract because they're so uptight to the hard cap at 130. And that's even after John Livingston and stretching him out. So you'd have to have somebody else go away to be able to add even a minimum player of Carmelo Anthony's ilk to your roster.
What is the status of Steph's brother-in-law, who I'm enamored with his game? What's going on with Lee?
Reportedly, the Warriors want him on a two-way contract and not a full NBA minimum contract.
Okay, so we could – it's not – we may see him at Chase Center open tonight.
You may, but I think if somebody else
what he has.
Gives him a full NBA contract, even if it's at the minimum, I think he's probably going to wind up joining that team. And again, the Warriors
there,
still
JD.
Yeah, I mean, he did average what 9 points a game, I think, 1 year for the Hawks a couple of years back, in some limited action. But
not afraid to shoot. Nice. I like him.
But again, the Warriors are in a position with their roster where they have to maneuver a little bit financially, even to sign one more minimum guy. So I think they're kind of hoping that they could get him on another two way, and understandable why he wouldn't want to be on another two-way contract. Mark Spears coming up in about 5 minutes. Leroy in Oakland up next here on 95.7 The Game. In the meantime, hey, Leroy.
Hey, what's up, Guru? Always a pleasure to be on.
I was just thinking about you. We hadn't heard from you. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday, you guys. Thank you. You know, I give the Warriors an A, just kind of considering the injuries to KD and Clay, and the money that we had to spend, I really think we got the best available. And, Guru, you know me and Steiny was going back and forth about, you know, bringing in D'Angelo Russell. And
you were the first to say it. You were the first to say his name. I remember it.
Absolutely. And so they got who I wanted to get. So I'm ecstatic. And I just think that, you know, you look at these people at Yahoo, and I think a lot of voters – are guilty of this, where they look at what's being said of the players, you know, versus their play and versus their upside. If they don't like a player, like they don't like D'Angelo Russell because of what went on with
you are right, preach.
And his wife,
preach, right?
And what went on with Cauley Stein. Oh, he's difficult. He just, you know, wanted his money. You look at Napier, he's looked at as kind of having an attitude. So you got guys that the perception is, these guys might be difficult. And a lot of times that's not the case at all. But these voters, and Yahoo, I think they looked at that and went, oh, give them a D. So they're just being hard on them because of perception of certain players. But I give the Warriors an A. Great job of getting, you know, what was available to them.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Leroy called us before the whole thing went down and said a guy that he thought would fit, I'm going to give him his just due in this Warrior system if Durant were to leave, was D'Angelo Russell. So D'Angelo Russell is now a Golden State Warrior, and he is right. I think there's a lot to the Willie Cauley Stein face tattoos, the D'Angelo Russell. It's almost like he's always going to be intertwined with that situation with Nick Young, Swaggy P, who was on Damon's show yesterday. So if Russell can come in here and ball out, and look, and here I go, I'm just throwing this out there, could take Klay Thompson's spot in the All-Star game, people will forget that and give this dude his props as being a damn good basketball player. Look, he got something.
408. Chilton Autobody text line. Mello is the last guy I want influencing young players. I think that's a great point.
A lot of people, teammates of Mello's, have never complained and said he's a lazy ass. So what do you mean, or how do you interpret influencing? Like, here, smoke the J, let's cut practice.
I'm not saying that.
got something in my throat.
That's all right. No, we're good. Let's bring Mark Spears in. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Mark Spears, ESPN's The Undefeated, joining us here. It's JD and Guru today, 95.7 The Game. Spears, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Oh, man. Guru, I'm not going to mess with you, bro.
All right. You my guy. I appreciate it. We missed you in Vegas, man. We couldn't find you in Vegas.
I found him. You couldn't find him?
Oh, so you were VIP. Spears, I was looking for you, man.
Hey, man. Hey, can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
I knew he wasn't going to the Lakers early last week.
Wow. And you text me at 6 in the morning. I was like, my sources.
I couldn't write it, but I was like.
You were like, my man's going to be wrong on this one.
Yeah, but I still love him. He's good at what he does. So what's this Melo talk?
Well, Guru brought up, we're just throwing around the depth chart for the Warriors. Because I refuse to put, I'm leaving the starting small forward spot open. And I know the Warriors don't have any money right now, but as I pencil in, you know, your backcourt's going to be Curry and Russell. Your front court's going to be Cauley-Stein and Draymond. You've got, you know, rookies kind of in one category. But I refuse to put anybody, whether it's McKinney or Glenn Robinson III or even Alec Burks, into that starting small forward slot because I just don't think there's anybody good enough. And Guru said, well, would you want Carmelo Anthony? So it was just kind of one of those hypotheticals we threw out there. What do you think of that?
Well, the thing about Melo, actually, he's actually outstanding in the locker room. Players love him. If you go ask Porzingis, he certainly was really disappointed and upset when him and Melo got separated. Melo basically took him under his wing. Now, I covered Melo for several years in Denver, and he's matured by leaps and bounds since those days. The problem with Melo, unfortunately, is he's just not able to guard people anymore. So in the same way you would see the Warriors pick on Korver every time they play Cleveland in the finals, and Korver is still out there, you know, it's the same way, you know, I can see them picking on Melo, you know. So that, to me, is the biggest concern. At this point, I don't think it hurts to invite him to camp and see how he does and see how he defends. Now, I think the Warriors have a tough position because, yeah, they still have one roster spot, but they're leaning right on the salary cap. You know, they're like $200,000 over. So if they are to sign a 15th guy, they will go into luxury tax territory. And I'm guessing that they don't right now. But, I mean, at this point, be creative. Invite them. Why not? I mean, what do you have to lose? As long as you put them under the circumstances that this is a make-good deal, and, you know, this isn't Melo from Denver anymore, he needs to understand that. I mean, there's nothing to be lost in giving somebody a make-good offer to go to camp.
Mark Spears, our guest here on 95.7 The Game. The other thing we were throwing around, it was just the off-season grades. There was, you know, a place you used to work gave the Warriors a D for their off-season.
A D
for their off season to this
ridiculous
point.
Damn good.
What do you think of the off season? And again, I know you've done this obviously because you've had to for a number of years. So I'm sure you've had a way too early.
Well,
I'm not comfortable giving a grade. But what do you give the Warriors?
Whoever wrote that should get a D for dumb because that's ridiculous. I mean, under the circumstances, to get an all-star after losing to Kevin Durant, I mean, Bob and his team should take a bow for that. Look, you lost perhaps the greatest player in basketball potentially for nothing. And they were not only able to get D'Angelo Russell, but to convince the Nets to trade him to him. That's not an easy thing to do. the Nets didn't have to do that. And I know it wasn't easy. So do you think Minnesota's happy right now? They wanted him. There was a lot of teams that wanted him. I think in Warriors land, the folks there need to, like, take a step back and stop smelling themselves. All right? D'Angelo Russell's good. He's an all-star. And you can't, like, put up your nose like this is just some regular player that they got. You know, so under the circumstance, he was a huge addition. I hope they welcome him in 10 times better than they welcome in Kevin Durant and appreciate him. And also, Willie Cauley-Stein is good, man. That was a steal, a super steal. This guy runs the floor like a deer, blocks shots, sets pick and roll screens, gets rebounds, doesn't have to have the ball. He's a perfect center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.